In the Holy Quran, sir, Allah Ta'ala has said, Siru fil arzi wabtaghu min fazlillahi. Then we find a hadith, Al safro kitatam min al nare, al safro kitatam min al azab. Could you kindly explain?
The first one is reference, the first reference was?
Siru fil arzi wabtaghu min fazlillahi.
And you see an apparent contradiction in this.
Yes, sir.
Is that so?
I don't know. To my way of thinking, you see, with the modern science and technology, suffer is still part of azab, the way we find it. You know, the hadith still holds good.
That's right, yes. The fact is, there are two things now which have entered this question. Number one, an apparent contradiction, as you see it, between the verse of the Holy Quran and the traditions of our Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second, with the passage of time, does that tradition, that observation of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, still hold good or not? Holds good or not? Have I understood you correctly?
Yes.
These are the two aspects of the question which you want to understand. In the first instance, you have misunderstood the tradition in the sense that Ahzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says qitatum min al-nar or qitatum min al-azab, is not speaking literally. He is only expressing things in, as you call, figure of speech. When you say something is azab, something is nar, it only denotes difficulty. Some disturbance in your habits of life, some problems are created which are not expected to come your way during the travels. So this is a common experience of that time, it was more pronounced, that when you went for a journey or when you went on traveling, you would find difficulty after difficulty coming your way which are normally not expected. And nothing like home, of course. The peace that you get at home is not to be compared with the unrest and problems which are created during a journey. So that is what he refers to by qitatum min al-azab or qitatum min al-nar. It is disquieting. It is somehow it causes you unrest and trouble. Now that part of Hazrat Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not contradict the verse of the Holy Quran, Siru fil arz. Because when you go through difficulty, it doesn't mean that you emerge as a loser. By going through difficulties, you generally emerge as a gainer, as a profiteer. You profit by your difficult experiences, by putting in labor. So if labor is difficult, how can you infer from that if people should be stopped from putting in labor regarding everything? Because labor is difficult, it causes problems. So you should cease putting in labor at all and live a life of death, a sort of death. That is the wrong conclusion you have made. Hazrat Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, by putting these two traditions together, that these traditions in the juxtaposition of the verse you have referred to, the meaning would be that despite the fact that traveling is a difficult task, however developed your means be, yet it is so important for you to learn things and to benefit that you must go on traveling. Now, this is further supported, this interpretation is further supported by another tradition of Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who says that go to Sin, that is China, he says, acquire knowledge, even if you have to travel to the extent of Sin, that is China. China was supposed to be the farthest end of the known world of that time. So by that, he merely means that even if you travel as far as China, you should not hesitate because the object of your travel, if the object of your travel is to gain knowledge. So to gain knowledge is that important. So when the Holy Quran says Siru fil arze, it means that by traveling you will gain things. And when Ahadu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that traveling is difficult, he does not discourage us. He only just forewarns us that be ready for facing difficulties. So this situation, which is apparent contradiction to you, has been described in one verse of the Holy Quran altogether by pointing out that there is no contradiction. Inna mal usre yusran, inna mal usre yusra. In fact, what you gain, you always gain through difficulties. With difficulties is your ease, and with ease, ease must follow difficulties. So it's not a contradiction, it's just a natural phenomenon.